So this is literally gonna be a short introduction into what I want this podcast to be. It's what, nearly 3 o'clock in the morning. And I don't know, I'm just gonna call the first segment of, I guess, one of many segments, if I continue to do this, I guess like a late night session. I guess I'll just use this to introduce myself. First segment of a late night session. I don't know, but yeah. So I'm a 22-year-old nursing student. I live in Tauranga, and I have many aspirations. I think my biggest aspiration is that I aspire to be a great nurse, someone who's there for the people and someone that can make a change, help those who need it the most. And so I'm constantly on a journey that is definitely allowing me to evolve to the person who I see can help make this change and be able to bring the good to the people that need it most, Life is honestly cruel at the moment. Oh my gosh. What's something? Oh, so in New Zealand, so at the moment, a big topic that has arisen is oranga tamariki. So oranga tamariki, is, or what was known before as SIFs, have been blown up in the media, social media, is because they have this process where they go into people, I guess, no, they go into families and uplift children who they consider are at risk, at our who are at a high risk of danger, and so the process of the uplift is so disgusting and so heartbreaking. There's been a document, sort of like a mini clip about it going around, and it shows the workers from Oranga Tamariki going into the hospital trying to uplift the baby, not just recently after she'd just given birth. And there's so much miscommunication within the whole process. A lot of power tripping going on. You can see it, and this lady, this mother who just had her baby, and she's being, she's a victim of this uplift. She is distressed, she's shocked, she's in, she's in traumatic state because she just had her baby. This is the second time. So the first time she had her baby, they took the kid away. Like, she was alone at that time, that first time. Like, it was just her in the room, and they came in and they said that they were gonna take baby to go get changed or whatever, and they never brought baby back. And so this is the second time around where she has to go through this, which is so, it's just honestly, when you watch it, it will make you just mad because it's a whole lot of power tripping going on. The Crown's enforce this, this whatever, this order, we can come and pick your baby up and take him to another family. Oh my God. Just in there, it just pisses me off. You'd think the first thing they would do is offer help and support services, actually work with the whānau instead of taking the baby away from the whānau, whānau is family. And so that's the first mistake that I feel like they freaking did. Not like I'm an expert on all of this, but it's common sense, Why freaking go to drastic measures before you take little steps, And so, yeah, it's a huge controversial topic which is going on, but controversial is even the right, I don't even know. But yeah, and then a lot of other stories are coming up which are showing the behind the scenes of what they do when they go and take a kid out of, like, an older kid out of their house, 14, 15 year olds. And again, they're using the law, they're using power to reinforce this order. So there was this video, another video, and it showed the police. They went into the home. So anyways, the story was that the mother had the baby for the weekend. The daughter was having a tonguey at the airport, so she had a tantrum at the airport, and then she wasn't allowed to go on the airport. Anyways, the mother did everything she could on her behalf to let the social workers know, everyone who needed to know the situation. And so she was open in her communication, whereas the other side of things, they obviously were shady and, no communication whatsoever. Anyways, they put an order in to come take, to uplift the child from the home. And then, yeah, it was left the child real distressed. So the video showed the police in the house pretty much just picking her up and taking her away from her mother. She was safe in that house, And the father put the order in saying that she wasn't safe and all that stuff. And so, yeah, it was a very distressing video, but it was something that needs to be shown because it shows the truth and it shows how vulnerable our children are in the court of law, which sucks because you think, they're supposed to be out there looking out for one, for our young ones, and nope. But yeah, so there's that. I could go on about it for a while, actually, but I think I'm going to stop there because, I just wanted to try this whole podcast thing out, just say, release my first episode, and yeah, anyways, next, tune in, nah, just kidding, until next time, adios, amiga.